Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. Well, it's finally here, the very last community comment of 2022. And I'm sure there are many out there who would say, good riddance to 2022. Overall, it was a pretty rough year for a lot of us. Many people are looking forward to 2023. If you're one of those people that think next year is going to be better than the last, maybe it won't be better, but at least it couldn't be worse, then I have a question for you. What are you going to do to make it better? Do good years and bad years just happen, or are there things that we can do to make a year better or worse? I often tell people that failing to plan is planning to fail. I believe this works for the next 12 months as well. You're probably expecting me to tell you to make some New Year's resolution right here. And while I'm not against them, statistics tell us that most health and fitness resolutions made at New Year's only last till about mid-February. While people dream of making the world a better place, I'd like to encourage each of you to make your world a better place. My world and your world intersect here on the radio, and they sometimes intersect in other places too. So if I can make my world a little better, then I'm actually improving yours a little in some small way. There's no end to how you can improve our little piece of this world. Walking into Costco the other day alongside the mass of bodies headed into the store, I saw an employee pushing a huge stack of carts back to the door for each of us to use. What would happen if each shopper grabbed a cart out of the corral in the parking lot instead of walking empty-handed to the door and grabbing one that was by the front door? I know I already hear somebody yelling, job security. That argument annoys me. I've heard people say job security as they throw trash on the ground, implying that if they don't litter, there would be people out of a job. Come on, people, that's just being a lazy slob. If you want 2023 to be better, then make it better. Do things that will make it better. Accept the challenges in your life as just that, as a challenge. I remember the first time I introduced Janine to my family. We drove from Eureka to the foothills where my parents live and spent Christmas with them about 30 years ago. There was lots of snow and we went out four-wheeling. I ended up getting stuck in the snow in my truck. I hate getting stuck. My dad, in typical fashion, says, oh, great, now I get to use the new winch I just got for Christmas to pull you out. Dad has the ability to see just about any obstacle as an adventure. If you want 2023 to be better, then my encouragement to you is to make it better. Guaranteed, there will be difficulties, discouragement, trials, but we have a choice to make. Are we going to let these difficulties make us bitter or better? Can we see these obstacles as an adventure? Jesus' brother James says it this way. Consider it pure joy when you face trials of all kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Use your trials and testing to help you grow. Let's make 2023 the best year ever. Happy New Year, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.